After this, there were no disasters in the quail family for nearly 2 months. The August moon hung large and bright above the eastern hills. There was the smell of ripening fruit and corn on the summer night air. The cricket and the katydid were singing in the grass. Down from the deep woods came Mr. Raccoon, shuffling along across the pasture like a little bear. Soon, a fresh puff of night wind brought him a most exciting scent. He knew it quite well. It was that of a bevy of quail in hiding. The old raccoon knew just how they stood in that circular bunch, with their tails all together and their heads looking outward, that they might face in every direction. He flattened himself to the ground and crept forward almost as still as a cat. Now he was no longer like a clumsy little bear. He was a cautious hunter. Once he heard the bevy stirring in their sleep. Then he lay very still and waited until the mother birds,
"Creet!"
and the soft
"Peeps!"
of the chickens had ceased. He now crept forward again. Nearer and nearer he drew, going more cautiously with each step, until at last he was within springing distance. He then flattened himself out on the ground, strained all his muscles until they were like steel, and with a sudden motion sprang full in the midst of the sleeping bevy. Click, 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 went his jaws, snapping like lightning in every direction. There was the sudden whirr of many wings and a chorus of squeaks, peeps, and squawks from a dozen birds, and in 3 seconds' time the bevy was gone with the exception of 2 wounded birds who fluttered feebly in the grass. But a bite apiece from Mr. Raccoon soon stopped their fluttering.